Something that's very important for emergency management personnel is staying calm under pressure. Now, of course, your training has helped prepare you for that, and the experience that you have will have helped you to maintain some degree of calm and focus under pressure. But training our mind as well, that mental muscle of mindfulness, is a really powerful thing to do so that we can keep our attention where we want it, even in stressful moments, perhaps responding to a call. You know, there are increased rates of domestic violence right now. There are people who are sick or potentially sick and contagious. On top of all of the usual stresses, on top of our own anxiety and potentially money worries and everything else that's happening right now. So the ability to stay focused is super important. And so this meditation will be training the ability to do that. So to begin, just finding a comfortable position, perhaps sitting, lying down. It's important that you stay awake doing this. So if you're feeling a bit tired, you might like to sit up with a straight back, but without tension. And just allowing the eyes to close. Just taking a few moments to feel the body. Just perhaps lengthening the breath, the out-breath. So slowing down the breath, making the out-breath just a little longer than the in-breath. Activating the parasympathetic nervous system, calming you down, which will of course mean that you can stay a little bit calmer and more focused right now. The brain is, among other things, a survival tool. So one of the things that it does is it keeps wandering around looking for problems. In case you haven't noticed, that's one of the habits of the mind, to scan the environment for problems or threats. And once upon a time, those threats were tigers and snakes and things like that we could address directly, run away from, attack, whatever we needed to do. But faced with existential threats like COVID-19, financial threats, or whatever else is happening in your life right now, unfortunately, there's often nothing that we can directly do about it. We can protect ourselves, we can put procedures in place, but there's nothing we can really do. And the mind is not wired up to deal with that. So you might have noticed that your mind just keeps on getting caught up in anxious thinking and worries and concerns, particularly after perhaps a really busy shift, or if you're tired, or if you're feeling stressed or anxious. That's when the mind tends to wander even more, getting even more caught up in those worries and concerns. And actually, the best thing that you could do for yourself would just be to keep your attention in the present moment. So right now, what we could do is we could practice staying here, just staying focused. So with mindfulness meditation, we just pick an anchor, something to keep the attention on, which is happening in the present. And of course, what's happening in the present right now is happening through the body, through the senses. So you might like to just feel your body. Feel the contact that it makes with whatever you're touching. Some people like to use the breath as an anchor. So you could perhaps even just let your breath settle into a natural rhythm. Mindfulness meditation isn't a breathing exercise. While it's good to sometimes slow down the breath to activate the parasympathetic nervous system, ultimately we just use the breath as an anchor. You know, the body's always breathing. Right now, your body is breathing in or it's breathing out. And if you just feel the breath, that will bring your attention right here into the present. And as you feel your body, if you do notice any tension in the muscles, feeling free to release that, just to notice where it's being held and to let it go. if you're feeling particularly tense, stressed, anxious, you might like to just deepen your breath once again, particularly lengthening the out-breath, the exhalation, to activate the parasympathetic nervous system, slowing down the breath. Or if you're not feeling particularly tense, you could just let your breath happen naturally and just feel the in-breath and the out-breath, keeping the attention with the breath. Just noticing the habit of the mind to wander. Perhaps it's getting caught up in random noise or daydreams. Or maybe it is hooking into worries and concerns. Or maybe it's dwelling or ruminating on something that happened. And again, this is just the nature of the mind. That's what it does, is it wanders. That's just obvious. And it gets caught up in problems. There's a negativity bias in the brain. Evolutionarily, our ancestors trying to survive, let's say on the African savannah, they needed to be constantly scanning for problems. And when they noticed a problem, it was, of course, going to take their whole attention. They were going to focus their attention on it until it was dealt with, escaped from, or neutralized. And that's, of course, what the mind keeps doing, particularly when we're under pressure, particularly when we're feeling anxious or depleted, particularly in stressful times like this era of COVID-19. And so what you could do here in this meditation is practice noticing that and just bringing the attention back to the body, back to the breath. Whether you're slowing the breath down and controlling it, or whether you're just allowing it to happen naturally. Just keeping the attention with the breath, with the body. The mind will keep wandering, and your job is just to keep bringing it back without getting frustrated or annoyed, just coming back. Some people find when they focus on the breath, it makes them feel a little tense or anxious. And if that's the case, just notice that somewhere in the back of your mind, you're trying to control your breath. Or there's some thought somewhere that you're not breathing properly or deeply enough. And see if you can just let the breath happen naturally and just stay with it. Just feel the breath. Or you could just feel your body if that's easier. Just feel the contact the body's making with the ground, with the chair, the bed. Using the body, the senses as an anchor. The mind wanders, gets caught up in some kind of thinking that triggers the amygdala and activates the stress response. And you just bring it back. Wanders off, you notice, you bring it back. And what you're doing here is training your ability to stay focused on what's important rather than getting caught up in some distraction or some worry or concern. And if you train this regularly, not just doing this meditation once, but revisiting it a number of times, you'll train your ability to stay focused under pressure. So you can calm yourself with the breath, you can let go of muscle tension, but you can also just stay present, stay focused on what's actually happening. Even out on the job, feeling the steering wheel in your hands, paying attention to the person you're talking to or the email that you're writing. Noticing the mind wander off, bring it back. And that's all you need to do. So noticing the effect that that's having on the body and the mind, even in this meditation here. And whenever you're ready, allowing your eyes to open.